若你有圣经，请翻开帖撒罗尼迦前书五章一至十一节。
First Thessalonians 5 verses 1 through 11. And Spencer, can you go ahead and read that?
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章一至十一节，弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得，主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒紧守。因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当紧守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们藉着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
May the Lord add His blessing to the reading and the preaching of His word.
愿神祝福佢自己话语嘅宣读同埋传讲。
Well, how are you this Christmas season?
今天喺呢个圣诞嘅时节，你过得怎样呢？
For some of us on this given day, maybe we feel a little bit behind, maybe we feel just right, or maybe we feel a little bit ahead.
在座当中可能觉得嗰个嘅生活嘅节奏步伐系啱啱好，或者系拖慢咗，或者系快咗。
You know, as Christmas Day is coming, we know that there are plenty of happenings and plenty of deadlines.
聖誕節嚟到之前係有好多嘅事情要辦，有好多嘢趕緊要完成。
For those in school, there are the constant tests and the final exams.
仲係讀書嘅就有好多嘅測驗同埋考試。
For those who are working, maybe it's the projects or the budget deadlines that have to be turned in.
工作緊嘅就有好多計劃書，有多嘅財務預算要交上。
And of course, there's plenty of family events that we go to, and even the church family events.
還有很多家庭的聚會，包括教會裡面的聚會。
And sometimes these family events and even the church family events, we are preoccupied over them.
有時候為到這些家庭的聚會或者教會聚會，我們都很忙過不停。
And once those events are over, then we could kind of relax a little bit.
當這些事情完成之後，我們才能夠 去輕鬆一下。
But some of us, if we had to admit that all these different things, although they come and they come, you know, seasonally and they come regularly, sometimes we just don't get into the flow of the Advent season.
但有時我哋不得不承認，有時我哋忙得咁犀利，我哋都未能夠投入呢個時節嘅意義入邊。
Now I want you to understand what is Advent.
我哋要明白乜嘢係降臨節期呢
？Advent, the word Advent actually means the word to come.
降臨呢個字係代表來。
In other words, the word arrive, you get the general gist.
就是来到那个意思。
And so during the Christmas season, we're really usually focused on the how Christ has arrived, how Christ was born.
在圣诞的时节，我们常常将个焦点放在耶稣的来到，耶稣的出生。
But we have to remember not only that Advent, but there is a second Advent.
但我们也要留意有第二次的降临。
In other words, Christ is coming again.
換句話說，基督會再臨。
And although we focus on the birth of Christ, we have to remember always there is going to be the return of Christ.
縱使我們是焦點放在基督的出生，但是也有基督的再臨。
Christ will come again.
基督會再來。
And for us as a church, it is a better day.
作為教會，這個就是我們迎上更好的日子的一天。
Now let's take a look at our passage, and the opening verse says, Now concerning the time and the seasons, brothers, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourself are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
在開頭的時候，經文講到，弟兄們，論到時候日期，不用寫信給你們，因為你們自己明明曉得，主的日子來到，好像夜間的賊一樣。
So Paul had mentioned actually earlier in 1 Thessalonians about the coming of Christ, and now he's kind of providing a little bit more details for practical applications for us.
在开头帖撒罗尼迦前书呢度提到基督嘅来临，而喺呢一度就提到系有啲咩应用。
Now in verse 1, it uses the combination of times and season, and so this is something that we should pay attention to.
第一節嗰度提到時候、日期呢兩句説話。
Because usually we don't see those two words in the same sentence.
我哋好少見到呢兩個字擺埋一齊。
Now when we think of times, usually we think about this type of time. That is what's on the clock.
時間呢個字我哋好多時候就係講到係幾多點鐘。
So we may think of time as hours and minutes and even days.
係幾點鐘、幾搭幾，或者係甚至乎日期。
Then when we think about season, usually we think about the four seasons, spring, summer, winter, and fall.
而这个日期或者是季节这个字就想到春夏秋冬。
But seasons could also mean not simply those particular seasons, but actually opportunities.
季节这个字也都是解作了机遇。
So now he's saying this combination of times and seasons.
这里是提到是有一些时候，有一些机遇。
So he is saying that the hour of the Lord is coming, the moment of the Lord is coming, the opportunity of the Lord is coming.
主的时刻要来到，主的季节要来到。
And the emphasis here, now knowing these things, that we should be fully aware.
经文是提到，你们自己明明晓得。
In other words, it doesn't matter what time of season, doesn't matter what time that's on your clock, we should be fully aware that the Lord is coming again.
換句話說，唔理係咩嘅時候或者係季節，我哋要清楚知道主係必會再來。
And knowing that the Lord is coming again, it should influence you and how you live your life right now.
知道主必會再來呢個事實，就會影響到我哋係現在點樣過我哋嘅生活。
So I might have told this story before, but let me tell you again.
我可能已經提過呢個，但我可以再講多一次。
You may know that when Julie and I got married, we got married in the month of January.
大家可能知道我同 Julie 结婚系一月份。
And so this coming January, it'll be 24 years.
嚟紧一月就系二十四周年纪念啦。
So let me tell you a few days before the wedding, what happened.
让我告诉大家，我结婚之前几日发生咗咩事。
So a few days before the wedding, I was really in a pretty good mood. I was looking forward to the wedding and everything.
我几日之当然系好开心，亦都系好快啲去到嗰一日。
And then one of my groomsmen comes up to me and says, "Hey, Glenn, what happens if the Lord returns before your wedding?"
其中一个伴郎就同我讲，如果你结婚之前主就再来，咁你会点啊？
Let me tell you, I spent a sleepless night thinking about that question.
我告诉大家，我真系反反复复咁谂咗好耐，瞓唔着。
I found myself thinking, it's like, yes, I really want to get married to Julie.
一方面，我当然希望同 Julie 结婚啦。
But I really want Jesus to come.
我另一方面亦都想耶稣再来。
And I was kind of thinking, no, which one?
我系真系觉得好两难。
And so it gave me this great dilemma. I wanted to get married, but I also wanted Jesus to come.
在两难当中，我是希望同 Julie 结婚，但是亦都希望耶稣再来。
How I resolved it was simply in prayer.
咁我点样解决呢个问题呢？就是摆上祷告。
Yeah, I told the Lord, you know my desire, you know that I do want to get married.
我告诉神，当然我是好希望去结婚。
And if I do, it'll be wonderful.
如果你容许我咁做，就是十分美好。
But if you come before the wedding, I am totally fine with that too.
但是如果你在婚礼之前就再来的话，那我也都欣然接受。
You know, even though my groomsmen kind of unsettled me a little bit,
纵使我的伴郎这样的问题令到我是很不安。
He actually pointed out a good thing for me to understand.
但是其实他指出一点是我要明白。
That no matter what season of life, what time it is, we should always be remembered that there is that possibility the Lord may come again.
是无论哪个时刻哪个季节，我们都要谨记耶稣随时会再来。
So whatever season, even before you get married, even before big events, we should always know, be fully aware that the Lord may come again.
无论哪个季节，就算是结婚之前或者是任何的事情之前，我们也都要清楚知道耶稣会再来。
And it's not just simply before big events, whatever season of life you're in.
是无论哪个生命阶段里面都要知道。
That is whatever stage of life you're in.
无论是生命行到哪一个部分都要知道。
Be aware that the Lord may come again.
是要清楚知道耶稣会随时再来。
Always keep that in your mind.
是必须常常谨记。
Now there are three implications about the Lord coming again.
主再来是有三个的应用。
First of all, think about His kingdom.
第一个就是讲到神的国。
Now when Jesus came, you know, Jesus said the kingdom is at hand.
耶稣来的时候，他讲到神的国近了。
In other words, God's rule is at hand.
神的权临到我们。
But we have to realize in Jesus' second coming, the second advent, when he comes, we will fully be aware of the extent of his kingdom and his rule.
但当耶稣是再来的时候，我们就会是见得到，眼看得到，完全是知道是他的权能，他的权柄，他的国度。
In other words, we will see his kingdom, the kingdom of God, like never before.
我们是前所未有地这样是看见神的国。
The second thing that we have to consider with the coming of the Lord is the church.
第二就是教会。
What does it mean for the church?
基督再来对教会是什么意义呢？
When it comes to the church, remember what Jesus has said, that the gates of hell will not prevail.
耶稣是讲过，阴间的门不能胜过教会。
The church will have its victory because of Christ.
教会是会因为基督的缘故是得胜。
The church will eventually, ultimately, share and reflect the glory of God because of Christ.
教会最终会因着基督的缘故去分同享基督的荣光，同埋反映基督的荣光。
We understand from scriptures, from the book of Ephesians, that Christ loved the church. He bathes the church in His Word.
以弗所书五章提到基督爱教会，基督用自己的话语洗涤洁净教会。
And Scripture says there will be a day, there will be a coming day that Christ will present the church in all its splendor, in all of its beauty.
有一天基督将会是使教会没有污点、皱纹或这类的缺陷。
You know what this means? This means the church will triumph because of Christ.
意思就是教会会因为基督的缘故而到是得胜。
The church will triumph over its enemies come the Christ's return.
教会会因着在基督再来的时候是会胜过他所有的仇敌。
Those who have critiqued the church, those who have persecuted the church, those who have frauded the church, the list go on, Christ will triumph over all.
指控批评教会的那些的假批评人的人，那些假先知，全部基督都会是得胜他们。
Let us realize also, the church may suffer a little bit now.
我们也要意识得到教会现在会稍微受苦。
But it will fully shine when Christ returns.
但当基督再来的时候就会完全的发光。
The church is who Christ will present in all of its splendor.
基督会使教会呈现教会所有的光彩。
When Christ returns, not only consider the kingdom, the church, but also consider your life.
在基督来的时候，不单止是看到神的国，同埋考虑到教会，而且要想到我们自己的生命。
Your life is in Christ. You have that living hope in you.
你的生命是在基督入边，你的生命入边有活泼的盼望。
Your life has victory embedded in it.
你的生命在入边是已经有得胜放在入边。
In other words, you have present victory in Christ.But you will have a complete, ultimate victory in Christ when He comes again.
在现在都会是有得胜，但是在基督再来的时候，完全的得胜就是已经是定了。
Because you receive Christ, you are raised in Christ.
因为你已经是接受了基督，是基督是将你提起来。
And come that day when Christ returns, we'll be resurrected in Christ.
当基督再来的时候，我们就会是复活过来。
So in other words, when we think about Christ coming, there is incredible benefits for His kingdom, for the church, and for your life.
是基督再来的时候，是为到神的国、教会同埋我们的生命都是有益。
It's going to be a better day.
是我们将来是盼望的美好的一日。
Actually, it's not just a better day, it could be the best day.
是最好的一日。
Another thing that we should take in consideration is verse 3 through 7.
我们也都看第三节第七节。
And the emphasis in verses 3 and 7, it says, stay alert.
是那个的焦点是要去警醒。
And there's a reason why we should stay alert, because there's some turmoil that's happening.
为什么要持续去警醒？是因为有些事情在发生。
And in this verses 3 to 7, you see a contrast between dark and light.
在三至七节是看到黑暗和光明的对比。
You see a contrast of different behaviors that are glorifying God and behaviors that are not glorifying God.
有些行为是荣耀神，有些行为不是荣耀神。
So in verse 4 it says the thought that we are not in darkness, but the day of the Lord should not surprise us.
在第四节那里提到，弟兄们，你们却不是在黑暗里，所以那日子不会像贼一样临到你们。
In other words, we are children of the light, and so we should know that this day is coming.
因为我们是属光明之子，因此我们是知道这一日会再来。
This day of the Lord that has been mentioned in the Old Testament, that's mentioned in the New Testament, this day is coming.
这一日在旧约有提过，在新约有提过，我们知道这一日会出现。
Now, as I mentioned, there are contrasts in this passage.
在这段经文有三个对比。
Notice the contrast, dark and light, sleep and awake, drunk and sober.
光明和黑暗，睡觉同埋没有睡觉，醉酒同埋清醒。
What are the significance of these phrases that are used in Scripture here?
呢啲对比有咩重要性呢
？There are. Let's take a moment and think about those who are in the dark.
我哋去谂一谂喺黑暗中嘅。
There are some people that are in the dark. In other words, they do not understand it. They do not comprehend it.
有些人仍然行喺黑暗当中，换句话讲，佢哋唔明白。
In other words, sometimes when they see pain, when they see hurt, when they see suffering that's evident around them, they think it's good.
他们见到有痛苦、有伤害、有苦难，他们觉得是好事。
They live in such a way without any cares.
他们很轻率地去浪费光阴。
However, they should care.
但是他们其实应该要去关心。
The second thing that we should also notice in this passage is that there are some people that are going to be defiant.
另外一方面，亦都有啲人系反叛。
In John chapter 3, it says that this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light because their works are evil.
约翰福音三章提到，光已经来到世上，世人因为自己的行为邪恶，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，这就是他们被定的罪。
In other words, there are some people that are in the dark that do not understand, and there's the unruly behavior that's coming out.
換句話講，有啲人喺黑暗入邊行係有反叛嘅行為。
And those unruly behaviors, they rather stay in those really unruly behaviors.
佢哋寧願留喺嗰啲嘅反叛行為入邊。
Now I know many of you have gardens, don't you?
我知道大家有一個花園係咪
？Of course, right now it's a little too cold to go out in the garden.
現在是很冷的外面。
But if you did go out in the garden during the daytime and you would see a rock in your garden, a big rock.
但如果你日头出去在花园里面见到一个石头。
And you would lift that rock and you would see what's underneath that rock.
翻开石头去看。
What do you usually see?
你见到什么呢?
You usually see those little bugs, right?
通常会见到虫啊，咁样，是吗?
And what do those little bugs do?
那些虫会怎样?
They scamper away.
他们会立刻走开。
And why do they scamper away?
为什么呢?
Because the light is on.
因为他们见到光。
They don't want the light.
那些虫不喜欢的光。
They prefer the darkness.
他们就喜欢黑暗。
They prefer to go underneath the rock.
他们喜欢躲在石头底下。
Brothers and sisters, there are some people that prefer that way, don't they?
弟兄姊妹，的确有人好像他们这样喜欢黑暗，是吗?
They prefer the darkness.
他们是喜欢黑暗。
They don't want to be in the light.
不想在光明里面。
And any hint of the light, they're running away.
有少少光，他们就已经走开。
There are times that it is certainly evident in how we, the lives we live.
在我们的生活行为里面可以见得到。
What do I mean by that?
是什么意思呢?
There are times when you are living the Christian life and you're living it fully.
有时候我们活着一个基督徒的生命的时候，
And the light is shining brightly in your life.
在光明在生命中发放出来的时候。
And you are feeling really good about yourself.
你对自己是很有很开心，觉得很满足。
Because you're living to the glory of God.
因为你为基督的荣耀的缘故而活。
And then you come across somebody who may not like you.
然后你就会遇到一个不是那么喜欢你的人。
And it's not so much they don't like you as a person, but they don't like the light that you are shining.
他们未必是不喜欢你的人，而是不喜欢你所发出来的光。
And so they avoid you.
因为他们就因此而避开你。
They see you coming, and they turn the other way.
他見到你來的時候,他們就走開。
You know how this comes about?
是會怎樣呢?
Let me tell you, there's times that I would go sharing my faith.
有時候我去到一個地方去分享啲信息。
I remember I was on this one mission project and I went to somebody up and I was going to share, I had all intentions of sharing the gospel truth to this one person.
我是想向某一個人去傳福音。
And the person, you know, stood there and he says, wait a second, you're going to share me the gospel, right?
那一位人他就問我,等一等,你是不是想向我傳福音?
Absolutely, yes.
那我就說,當然吧。
And he turned away.
然後他就走開,
and he walked away.
走開了,
preferring darkness, right?
他喜歡黑暗,是不是?
There are some people that are defiant that they rather stay in darkness.
有些人真的是反叛,是喜歡黑暗。
You know, another thing that we could gather here is also that they are destructive.
另外一方面就是亦都會帶來破壞。
Destructive in terms of not simply the drunkenness that happens, but the sudden destruction that will come upon them.
但不單止是指到醉酒,而是指到有些破壞是臨到他們身上。
You know, Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 and 38, it says, the day of the Lord, the day of Noah was during expecting the coming of the Son of Man coming.
是馬太福音24章那裡提到,挪亞的日子的時代怎樣,人子來臨的時候都要怎樣。
And you remember the day of Noah, remember Noah gave clear advance what was coming.
挪亞的時代是,他已經是提了將會發生的事情。
So he gave plenty of warning before the rains came down and the flood came, right?
在這個大水臨到之前,挪亞已經給了足夠的警告其他人。
In Matthew 24 it says, in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
馬太福音那裡提到,挪亞在洪水以前的那些日子,人照常吃喝嫁娶,直到挪亞進入方舟的那一天。
In other words, they were caught up in what they were doing, and eventually it would bring destruction upon them.
換句話說,他們是忙過不停很多事情,但是最後就有破壞臨到他們身上。
Sometimes we just think of destruction as destroying a piece of property, like a car or a house or something like that.
有時破壞我們只是想到一個撞爛了的車,或者是一個爛了的屋。
But destruction can also be what we cause ourselves.
但是破壞亦都可以是臨到我們自己人生身上。
And if somebody is not turning to God, they're bringing upon destruction upon themselves if they don't repent.
當人不去回轉歸向神的時候,就會有破壞,毀滅臨到自己身上。
And so we need to realize that this is what's going to happen.
因此我們要意識到是會這樣發生。
Now on the lighter side, we took a look at what's happening on the dark side. Let's take a look at the light side.
而在光明那一方面,
it says, for you are children of the light.
你们是光明,属光明之子,
children of the day.
是白昼之子,
so we need to realize and we need to know that we are of the light, we are of the day.
我们是必须要知道我们是属于光明的,是属于白昼的。
Paul is reminding them that this is your identity. This is your allegiance.
保罗是提醒他们,这个是他们的身份,是你们效忠于谁?
You identify with the true light, therefore you should live in the light, right?
你的身份是光明之子,因此要是在光明里面活着,是吗?
You identify with the day of Christ, you should live accordingly for the day of Christ.
你是知道有基督再来的日子,你是要为到基督的日子缘故,是继续活。
As the world is sometimes filled with darkness, we need to shine His light.
當世界周遭都是很黑暗的時候,我們就要去發放出基督的光明出來。
We should live a life that is reflective of Christ coming again.
我們所活出的生命應該反映到主再來。
You are different because the light is in you.
你是與別不同,因為那個光明在你裡面。
And we are to shine His light and love and good deeds to all.
我們要讓那個光明走出來,是通過好行為去榮耀主的光。
Now I know this is a great season too, especially to express and display His love and good deeds.
這個聖誕時節是好的機會去將好行為去做出來,去將神的光去發放出來。
And rightly so, we should take advantage of the season.
我們亦都是要好好利用這段的時節。
But we are also to shine His light in season as well as out season.
但是我们在不是这个时节的时候，也都是需要去将主的荣光发出来。
We are to preach the gospel both in season as well as out of season.
无论是不是圣诞时节，我们都需要是去将福音传开去。
And the reason being is our allegiance, our identity in Christ.
原因是我们的身份是在基督里面，我们是效忠于基督。
Now the second thing as far as being in the light, that we should be alert.
另外一方面，我们要保持头脑清醒。
The passage tells us as believers, don't be surprised that the day of the Lord is going to come.
是这个经文提到是我们是要那个日子不会像贼一样临到你们。
In other words, you have been formed. You have been given notice.
因为你已经被告知，有经文已经知，让你知道。
The day of the Lord is coming.
主的日子是临到。
And it's coming soon.
是会快临到。
Even when we read the book of Revelations, remember it says, "Come, Jesus, come."
在我们看启示录的时候，就会看到来，耶稣快来。
In other words, anticipate, even pray for Christ to come and come soon.
是期待基督的来到，是祷告基督的是快的来到。
There's a part where, in some sense, we need to be like in a tower, looking out, anticipating the Lord is coming.
有部分我们要好像在一个守望塔那里去期待主的再来。
Now, when I was little, when it came to Christmas, I anticipated the days of Christmas to come.
在我小个的时候，我好期待圣诞节的来临。
You know, we had those little calendars that counted how many days before Christmas, right?
我哋有啲日历系去倒数几时到圣诞节。
And then when it got less than 10, I was just counting it out, and I would tell my parents, okay, it's 10 more days to Christmas, 9 more days to Christmas, 8 more days to Christmas.
我系一日一日逐日逐日咁样倒数。
Until it was finally here.
直到圣诞节临到。
There's a part where.We should have that same mentality when it comes to Christ coming again.
我们都应当有这样的概念，是当我们思想到主的再来。
We should anticipate it because it is coming.
我们是十分期待，是因为主将会快来。
The day of the Lord is coming.
主的日子来。
And how we should live, we should, as God has given us moments, God has given us days, months and years, we should live it to the glory of God.
主俾咗我哋有年日，我哋要应该点样去为到主嘅荣耀而到去活呢
？And so we should live with discipline. We should live with purity. We should live with righteousness.
我哋要有纪律，要纯洁，亦都要有公义咁样去活。
We should live in waiting and anticipation.
我哋要系有期待嘅心咁样去等待主嘅再来。
Now, when it comes to the birth of Christ, there's two accounts, right? The Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke.
在马太福音和路加福音记载了耶稣的出生。
And usually we just zero in right when it comes to the birth of Christ or right when it comes to the news that the Savior is born, right?
我们就会将焦点放在基督再来的这个好消息，也基督降临的好消息，以及那个耶稣出生的那些详细的地方。
But I wanted to draw your attention to, actually there is a character in the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke, that was waiting for Christ to come.
但我想希望将个焦点系睇西面呢一个嘅人，佢系等待耶稣嘅出生。
And his name was Simeon.
佢嘅名系西面。
Scripture described him as righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
经文提到佢又公义又虔诚，一直期待以色列得安慰的日子来临，而且有圣灵在他身上。
Scripture says it was revealed by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he saw the Lord.
经文提到他是会是眼见到救主的出生才离世。
So eventually, Mary and Joseph brings the baby Jesus to the temple.
玛利亚和约瑟就带了耶稣婴孩去到这个圣殿里面。
And right then and there in the temple, there's an incredible scene of Simeon just waiting and now seeing the baby Jesus.
那里就有一个场面是西面终于是眼见到耶稣基督。
Now holding the baby Jesus in his arms and blessing God.
他是抱住耶稣基督咁去感谢神。
This is what he said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvations, and you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel.
经文提到，主啊，现在我可以照你的话，让你的仆人安然离世了。因为我已亲眼看见你的救恩， 就是你在万民面前所预备的，他是启示外族人的光，是你们以色列的荣耀。
There are some incredible applications for us to understand here.
在这里有些事我们要明白，要应用。
First of all, the way we're living now, do we hold precious Jesus the Savior within our soul and within our hearts?
我们现在活着的时候，我们的心思有没有把耶稣救主看为至宝呢？
Simeon lived in such a way that he would hold Jesus precious to him.
西面是在他心中，在他的心思里面，是把耶稣是看为至宝。
If you read the account in the Gospel of Luke, you would know that Simeon is described as the anointed one, the light of the Gentiles, the glory of Israel, the hope of mankind, the Savior of the world.
路加福音提到西面是形容耶稣是 主的基督，人类的盼望，世界的救主。
It's regularly on his thoughts, on his minds, on his confessions.
是常常在他的心思意念里面，在他的宣告里面。
Are we ready not simply to live, but also in anticipation of Christ coming again?
我们是不是常常是有这样的期盼，去期待基督的再来？
There's another thing here in our passage.
另外有一方面在这段经文。
And so let's take a look. It says, Since we belong to the day, let us be sober,Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet the hope of salvation.
在经文第八节提到，但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
The passage also goes on to say that God is not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so whether we are awake or asleep, we might live within Him.Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another just as you are doing.
经文提到，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们藉着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
As I mentioned before, as we think about Christmas, we celebrate Christ's first coming.
我之前提过，圣诞节庆祝耶稣的出生。
And at the same time, we also should be cognizant and be aware of Christ coming again.
同时我们也要清楚记得，要意识得到耶稣是会再来。
We are to live in such a way that we would honor Christ.
我们活出的生命应该要是荣耀基督。
And the reason being because we belong to Jesus, we belong to that day.
因为我们属于基督，我们属于主的日子。
Now, interesting in this passage, it tells us,The breastplate, these are things that we need to wear.
在经文提到护心镜这些东西我们要去穿上。
So what do we need to wear? It says faith and love and hope.
我们要穿上的是什么呢？是信、爱和望。
In other words, what does it mean to wear it?
穿上的意思是什么呢？
Scripture uses this phrase a lot, to wear these things, to wear love, to wear...faith and to wear hope.
经文常常提到要是穿上信、穿上爱、穿上盼望。
So what does it mean to wear it?
穿上的意思是什么？
Is it just simply to be honest?
是不是很诚实这样就行呢？
In other words, in your life, there should be some evidence of these things, right?
换句话说，是在你的生命中应该是要彰显到这些特质出来，是不是？
So to wear love means to express love, right?
去穿上爱，亦即是要表达，去流露出爱出来。
To wear faith, it means that you are walking in faith, you're expressing your faith.
去穿上信，是即是将个信心是活出来，去流露出来。
To wear hope, it is not simply just an ornament on your shirt. You are fully aware of the hope that you have in Christ Jesus.
穿上盼望就是去完全的清楚知道耶稣基督入面的盼望。
You know, when it comes to the church, people measure the church in many different ways.
当我们看教会的时候，很多人量度教会有不同的方法。
Some measure the church in terms of the dollar amount.
有些人是用金钱来到量度教会。
In other words, if the offering is good, the budget is good, we're all good.
如果是有足够的奉献，那个预算是做得好，那我们就好好了。
Some people measure the church by the number of seats.
有些人量度是有多少人坐在这里。
How many people come? How many people don't?
有多少人来？有些人没来。
However, This is how we should measure the church.
但以下是应该是量度教会的方法。
Or should I say, this is how Scripture points out in terms of our measurement of the church.
或者我说是经文是提到怎样去量度教会的方法。
Faith, hope, and love.
就是信、望和爱。
These are the metrics, these are the divine metrics, the measurement of the church.
这些就是属天的一些准绳去量度教会。
These words, faith, hope, and love, embrace not only the whole of Christian existence, as believers live out the life of the Spirit in this present age, awaiting consummation.
信望爱这三个字涵盖了基督徒存在的意义，作为信徒在今日现代的地方活出圣灵的生命，等待圆满的日子。
So faith, hope, and love is not just important for you, it is important for us as a church.
信望爱不单只为你个人来重要，而是为到整个教会都是重要。
This should characterize how we live and how we fellowship and how we go about doing our ministry.
是应该代表着我们怎样去彼此是团契，怎样 去作主的工。
In other words, is there evidence of faith? Is there evidence of love? Is there evidence of hope?
在我们的生命里面有没有这个信望爱流露出来呢？
You know, earlier in 1 Thessalonians, it says, we always give thanks for all of you.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章提到，我们常常为你们大家感谢神。
And the Apostle Paul says, every time we pray, we mention these things. We constantly remember you before our Lord and God for your work produced by what? Faith, your labor prompted by love.Your endurance inspired by hope by the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在经文那个祷告提到，在祷告中提到你们，在我们的父神面前不断纪念你们因信心而做的工作，因爱心而受的劳苦，以及因盼望我们主耶稣基督而有的坚忍。
So the Apostle Paul, when he prayed for the church, he prayed for those three things, and he noticed those three things.
当保罗是为教会祷告的时候，他是为教会这三样事情祷告。
And so we have to ask ourselves the question, how are we wearing faith, hope, and love?
咁我哋要问我哋自己，我哋怎样穿上信望同埋爱呢？
Ask yourself the question, under the category of faith, what are you trusting God for?
在信入面，我们要问自己，我们是信靠神的什么呢？
Even as you serve this local church, what are we trusting God for? What are we seeking the Lord for?
我们在本地教会的时候，是服侍的时候，我们去摆上去信靠神的什么呢？
When it comes to hope, have you ever realized how much hope needs to shine in your life?
当想到盼望的时候，我们去问自己，我们究竟有多少盼望在生命中是发出来呢？
Do you know the best time for hope to shine in your life?
其实最好去将盼望流露出来是几时呢？
Usually hope shines in our lives sometimes when the most difficult challenges come our way.
就是盼望 是彰显得最明显是当我们在有困难的时间。
When we experience hardship, when we experience difficulty, when we experience even heartaches,This is the time for the living hope to shine in your life.
当我们经历困难困境的事的时候，就是一个好的时间给盼望去彰显流露出来。
Because you know, come a better day.
因为我们知道我们将要迎上更好的一天。
Lastly, love. How is your love life?
最后就是爱，在爱这方面我们的生命是怎么样？
How is your love life before the Lord?
在主面前我们爱这个生命是怎么样？
Is...Loving the Lord evident in how you serve, how you fellowship.
在你服侍的时候，在团契的时候，是不是有彰显到爱这样东西出来？
Lastly, think for a moment, you know, especially as we go to the end of the year.
最后我们是要想一想，尤其在年尾的时候。
Think about your worst day.
去想想今年是最差、最困难的时候。
What was the worst day of this calendar year?
在今年是最差的那一天是哪一天呢？
Now think about also as you look through the calendar year, what was your best day?
而在今年哪一天是你觉得最好、最顺利的一天呢？
You know, even on your worst day, if you reflect back on how bad it was,
当他回想到逆境的时间，
even when you experienced pain and hardship and heartaches, you were still comforted by that living hope in the presence of God.
纵然有困境在伤心的时候，亦都有主在摆在你入面的活着的盼望。
Now, some of you have some really good days in this calendar year.
有在座当中有些是今年是有些好好的日子。
Some would even say, this is the best day.
有些人想到，啊，这一天就是最好的一天。
But no matter what kind of best days we've had, there's going to be a better day.
但无论今年那一天是过得多么好，我们将会在将来迎上更好的一天。
For those in Christ Jesus, you're going to have a better day.
就在主耶稣基督入面，我们是将会迎上更好的一天。
When the Lord comes again, you will have that better day.
当主再来的那一天，就是迎上最好、更好的一天。
We celebrate Christmas.
我们是庆祝圣诞节。
We sing of the Savior's birth. We sing that he has arrived.
我们唱颂基督已经降生，基督已经来临。
We sing for joy that Christ has arrived.
我们是喜乐的唱主已经来临。
However, we continue to sing.
但是我们必须继续要唱。
And we continue to sing with joy.
继续的喜乐地唱。
Because we know that Christ will come again.
因为我们知道基督会再来。
Come a better day.
是最好的一日。
Let's pray and let's sing, Come, Jesus, come.
我们要唱，我们要祷告，耶稣，我愿你来。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, indeed, we ask that you would come and come soon.
天父，我们恳求你，即是基督，要让基督再来，快来。
We know that it is a better day when you will come again.
当你再来的一天，就是迎上更好的一天。
And Father, we thank you, Lord.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for the privilege it is to know you and for us to be guided by you.
因为我们可以是认识你。
Because as we think about even better days that we've had here in this calendar year and even the worst of days.
无论今个年度我们过得最好的一天或者最差的一天。
We know what you have in store for us is even better.
我们知道你摆了在前头有一个更好的一天。
And so not only do we take comfort, but Father, we rejoice.
我们不单只是为到是这样是得到安慰而且是有你来的喜乐。
And so Father, as we rejoice, as you give us time here while here on earth,
当我们欢欣喜乐的时候，在我们活着地上的生命的时候，
We pray that we would live a life that would glorify you before your coming.
我们求你让我们活出一个荣耀你的生活，直到你再来。
Help us to make the most of opportunities.
帮我们去好好利用每一个的机遇。
And especially the opportunities to express love and faith and hope.
尤其这些是表达信望盼同埋爱的机会。
May you be glorified in our lives.
愿你通过我们生命被荣耀。
And may you be glorified in our church.
愿你在我们教会被荣耀。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告。
Amen.